They do indeed. I mean, certainly our origins are very agriculturally based, and it continues to be a big part of our economy, billions and billions of dollars a year, and growing. I mean, since we've seen the advent and the repurposing of some of these tobacco settlement monies, we've gone from about $3.5 billion to $6 billion, and it's growing. And I tell you, while it leveled off a bit last year, I think the upside potential is extraordinary, and it's fun to see it all kind of coming together here at the State Fair every year.
I want to take you up to some national issues if we can. Obviously, there is a lot that will be happening in Washington, and certainly the president and others have called for tax reform. What would tax reform mean to Kentucky, especially in the scheme of your budget, the Commonwealth, the things that you provide and the things that you receive?
I don't think we have enough time in this broadcast to go into all the details, but at the highest level, we need to bring Kentucky's tax structure into the 21st century. It is a very antiquated structure. It is to our detriment that it is. It works against us relative to states around us in particular. And so ultimately, I think we're going to need to see our legislature come together and figure out how we can align our tax code with that of the federal tax code, for starters. And then also, what areas in Kentucky do we want to incentivize? For example, if we want, you know, strong families and we want more farmers and we want military folks to retire here, or whatever the case might be, just to pick three things, people might say, hey, we should have that. Well, you get what you incentivize. And so we can use, if we're thoughtful about it, our tax structure to encourage certain things, discourage certain things. These are the things our legislature will be wrestling with in the weeks ahead.
So a reform of Kentucky's tax code and a hopeful reform of the federal tax code.
Certainly at the federal level, I would love to see tremendous changes as it relates to how we tax the producers of wealth, the producers of commodities and of our agricultural base. I'm a big believer in allowing the people who generate the wealth to keep as much of that wealth as possible. So minimizing the tax burden and allowing the person who produces the wealth to keep as much as possible so that they can redeploy it and it'll get taxed again. But let the person who created the wealth have as much of it in their own pocket as possible.
There is a polar issue. Some would say that we need to leave the Obamacare alone. Others say we need to repeal it and to replace it. How do you identify with either side?
It's a disaster. It really is. I mean, that word has been used, but it's true. In America next year, 40% of every county, 40% of all the counties in America will have a single health care provider. They have no choice. They have no alternative. They're held hostage by that. There are some states, they only have a single provider in the entire state. There are some counties in America that will have no health care provider. Obamacare is not working. It is literally failing and collapsing. So to leave it in place would be to ask for the health care system in much of rural America in particular to collapse. And I think that's a very bad idea. And yet, our Congress seems to have trouble coming up with an alternative. It's crazy to me.
Here's the last one for you. The Department of Agriculture is obviously tremendous here in Kentucky. On the national level, we're about to write a farm bill. And, of course, dollars are tight there. And there's all kinds of need, but not necessarily additional funding. One of the big parts of the farm bill will be how much is allocated to rural development.
Yes.
How could Kentucky benefit from additional rural development dollars? Or how would you suffer if they're cut?
We will have to deal with the reality of what comes down the pike, and you're right, dollars are thin. I will say this, in Kentucky we're resilient. We will do what we have to do with the dollars that come, but we will be good stewards of those that we get from the federal government.
Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin at the State Fair. I'm Jeff Nally on the Cromwell Ag Radio Network.